Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 67th Cannes Film Festival, and today I'm with David Robert Mitchell, director of It Follows. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
So this is your second feature film after The Myth of the American Sleepover that you presented at South by Southwest and here at the Semaine de la Critique. So how does it feel to be back?
It's pretty amazing, honestly. Yeah, the first time was incredible, and then being asked back, I wanted to bring another film here and hope that they would want me to bring another film here, and so it feels good. Yeah.
I haven't watched the previous film, but I heard and I read that there's a connection between these two films, at least for you. Can you explain more about it?
It wasn't exactly planned, but I think there's a tonal connection, and obviously my first film is about teenagers in the suburbs of Detroit growing up, just sort of small moments of falling in love, and so this is different. This is a much darker film, of course, infinitely darker, but it's I thought about trying to take those types of characters and put them into a more sort of life or death situation and see how they would react. So it's almost it starts in the same place and it goes to darker areas.
What's the genesis of the film? Because I don't know if I read correctly, but you thought about this film because you had a constant dream where you were younger.
Yeah, when I was a kid, up to maybe 10 or so, 10 years old, I had a nightmare that I think is pretty common for a lot of people, where you're sort of being followed by someone and you can't get away. But in the dream, I would look up, across the way, and I would see someone approaching, and I just knew that they were some kind of a monster, and I would run, and I'd get maybe a block away, and I'd turn, and then I'd wait, and then that person would turn the corner and keep coming. And, it would always look like different people, but I always knew that it was this thing. And it was very scary to me at as a kid. And I haven't had the dream since I was a kid, but it always sort of sat with me, and I think it sort of eventually turned into this. Of course, it goes into much different many different places, but as an adult, I sort of took that core idea and turned it into something else.
While I was watching the film, the thing that I thought is just that what's scariest, there's something that you cannot see, that you don't know what it is, you cannot defeat, you don't know how to fight it and to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Yes, and the best thing about your film is that there's nothing really horror in the common sense of the word about it, but it's scariest than most of the, for example, the splatter horror movies, because you almost don't see anything, but it scares the hell out of you, if I can say.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it is about anticipation. There are a few moments for sure where it goes to those places, but most of it is about waiting for those things to happen and setting the film up in a way to where the audience is sort of constantly looking, scanning the edges of frame and looking in the background and waiting for something to be there, because we say that we sort of set up that it can happen and that it probably will, but you just don't know when, and then the film doesn't necessarily tell you every moment that those things are going to happen. There's not necessarily it doesn't always give it away, and so I think that probably puts people a little bit more on edge.
Another interesting choice is that I couldn't really figure out the time period in which the film is set. I mean, it looks like horror time, and sometimes it doesn't, for the setting and the way the house is designed. And
It definitely, there's a lot of inspiration from sort of the 70s and 80s for sure, but there's also a few things that are more modern, and our idea with the movie is similar to what I did with my first film, whereas it's It's something just slightly outside of time. And then this one, there actually are some cell phones and some there are things that are much more modern, but there are older cars, and it's a mixture. And it's supposed to suggest something that is just outside of what normal life is.
And now let's talk about sex. Now I'm interested in knowing why did you choose the element of sex, like as the, let's say, the trigger and at the same time the solution to defeat evil.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it just seems like the logical way to sort of connect people, both sort of physically and emotionally. And the film is about, you know, being followed, and so like it's the idea of these things remaining with people and also connecting people. I think that's where it came from. The idea of it being the thing that both causes the problem and potentially cures the problem, I think is, for me, it's sort of a fun kind of twist on the idea of, in horror films, often the person having sex is the person, being killed. And so there is that, but then it's also the thing that can save you.
What about the casting process? Did you have already in mind, like, the main characters, how you wanted them to be?
I had an idea in my head of who these characters were, but as for the actors, we just found really talented, actors through the audition process and just with our casting director. But as for who they were, I definitely that sort of at the script stage.
Your first film wasn't an horror film, and now you're experiencing this new genre. So what are your plans for the future? Do you plan to go on with horror films, or you want to experience another genre?
I'd like to do many different kinds of films. I could imagine doing another horror film at some point. I want to do dramas, comedy, every kind of thing that I could, get a chance to make. I really love making films, and I'd like to do sort of my version of many different genres.
Are you already working on something?
I have a bunch of things, yeah. So, I'm not in production or anything yet, but I have a bunch of scripts that I'm, and one project in particular that I'm very excited to, and hopefully will be, starting before too long.
So you don't want to tell me more?
No, it's different. The next one is not. It's not a movie about teenagers. It's about sort of middle-aged men and older. And it's an adventure, so with mystery and a little bit of comedy. And that's one that it's a script I'm really excited about, and a lot of people have really responded to. So hopefully that one is next.
And for It Follows, it's just the beginning, starting with Cannes. Who knows where we're going to meet again?
That sounds great, for sure.
Thank you, Dave Robert Mitchell, for being with us on Fairfield Radio.
Thank you so much.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from 67th Cannes International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.